You're listening to Voices After Dark with Gina, Shanae, and Lisa. Enjoy.
One, welcome two, three, back. Check.
Jeez. Anyhow. Welcome back, guys. How was your Halloween?
Yeah. It was good.
It was good.
Good.
We had to re-record this.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
Yep.
We just already explained what our Halloween
trick
was.
Trick-or-treating.
It was
lots
fun.
Of fun. It was awesome. Seen a shooting star.
Haunted house.
That we haunted didn't house. Waited an hour and a half in line.
To see it.
Fire alarm went off. We had to exit the building.
It was eventful, but I had fun.
Halloween it was awesome.
Cool. Those are just notes.
Best part was probably trick-or-treating with the kids.
Yeah, that was awesome. Just walking around the neighborhood with the full moon.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you to come with us.
It
that's
was
why I
awesome.
Made Sean or Bryce
someone.
Come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the moment I was walking down to meet up with them is when I seen the shooting star.
Yeah, which was crazy. Yeah, we waited up the street. It was awesome. It was perfect. I love the neighborhood. It was mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, that was pretty nice.
It was old school.
Trick-or-treating.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I better get my notes ready.
Well, these two ladies definitely have something for
no.
us. Right? No.
She does. Shanae. Oh, Shanae's
do.
Doing the
it's
story.
It's all you, girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, Shanae's doing
it's
the story.
It's kind of cool. This story really intrigued me.
Intrigued you.
Intrigued.
Yes.
Are we going to know it?
Say.
Know what?
The story?
I don't know. You might now.
Is it
that
popular?
I've done more research.
Is it out
I'm like,
there?
It's kind of popular. It's the Watcher House.
The Watcher House.
Watcher House.
This is the name it was given.
I hate right. Watchers.
It's about a family that moved into this house.
Okay.
Oh, love
okay.
it already.
But no, yeah, so it was Derek Broaddus and Maria Broaddus, and they had three young children, two girls and a boy. And they just recently bought this colonial house. It was really pretty. It's like literally one of my kind of dream homes.
Like a Victorian
the stuff I showed you. Yeah, it's colonial.
Style.
So yes, yes.
Big porches.
Kind of not Victorian, aww. But it was
big stairwells.
Ooh,
crown molding.
A lot
yeah.
of woods.
Oh,
yeah.
Man,
a lot of
wood. Detailed woodwork.
Ooh. We'll
yes.
show pictures too.
Yes, I love
no,
that.
Seriously.
Yes.
It was a $1.3 million home.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in 2014. So June of 2014.
Nice.
They bought 657 Boulevard. Mm. Is what the address was. Sorry.
Oh, it was like they bought the street.
You'll soon
no.
tell. Sorry.
They bought
damn.
The street.
Damn.
No.
So, anyways, they bought this $1.3 million home. And it actually, like I said, it was really pretty. And it was their dream house. Colonial is built in 1905. So, it's like one of those, you know, just
ooh.
Have lots of character.
It's haunted.
You guys, I'll show you the pictures. No, probably.
Yeah, most likely.
She'll put pictures on the Instagram.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that the Maria, the wife, she probably wanted this house even more because her family grew up just a few blocks down in her childhood home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably like, you know, like our neighborhoods, like just the ones
you
want to
go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus they were really beautiful houses. Totally. This house was actually like, they say the grandest one on the block, like Boulevard, whatever. Really
where was
to,
this at? What's
this is the, so they bought in Westfield, New Jersey. Sorry, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Their address was 657 Boulevard in Westfield, New Jersey. And they had literally just closed on the house. A few days later, the dad went to the house to check on things. I think he was painting is what he was doing. He's painting the house. And they were doing renovations.
Mm-hmm.
3 days literally after closing.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes and checks the mail. And he gets a letter. And it's... it's like a normal, like, size letter. It kind of looks like a greeting card letter or, like, just like a...
Like bigger... a birthday card or something.
Yeah.
Like
and it was addressed to them, but in, like, big, bulky black letters, it says, it said, to the new neighbor, or to the new owner.
Ooh, see, so, yeah, I was close. I said,
yeah,
welcome.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it said, to the new owner.
Beware.
And... right. No, guys, this gets kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It was thick, clunky writing on the front. And it was a type note. So obviously probably, you know, so he didn't have to disguise his writing. Mm-hmm. It said, "Dearest new neighbor at 657 Boulevard, allow me to welcome you to the neighborhood." Okay, so it kind of starts off fine. It says, "657 Boulevard has been the subject of my family for decades now." Oh, well, at first it starts, hold on, it says, "How did you end up here? Did 657 Boulevard call to you with its force within?" Mm. It says, "657 Boulevard has been the subject of my family for decades now, and as it approaches its 110th birthday, I have been put in charge of watching and waiting for its second coming. My grandfather watched the house in the 1920s, and my father watched in the 1960s. What? It is now my time." Let me take a drink, guys. Goes on. "Do you know the history of the house? Do you know what lies within the walls of 657 Boulevard? Why are you here? I will find out." And then it says, it like mentioned like their minivan and everything, like their Honda minivan. Yeah, no, I know. Literally, when I was writing this, I was like, minivan? What? Minivan? Okay, rentals I minivan. Just got a rental minivan. Cause
I know. I know. But this one was a Honda.
My car is currently being worked on.
Somebody's watching you.
What the fuck?
So, anyways, the letter, like, it doesn't, I don't know what he said, but the letter did mention, like, apparently he's seen what kind of car they had.
So he's watching. He knows what they're driving. Okay.
He says, "I see already that you have flooded 657 Boulevard with contractors so that you can destroy the house as it was supposed to be. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Bad move. You don't want to make 657 Boulevard unhappy."
Okay.
Right. So it's okay. He's already, yeah, no. It's, this crazy, is weird. Right? Is oh, my
like,
God.
What is he, like a groundskeeper or something?
Nobody knows. It's a typed up letter.
So he's just reading this letter,
well,
right?
Well, he clearly
and
knows
like,
this property.
It's like kind of getting... clearly, like, you know, sadistic.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Bad move." And then, hold on. Well, let me look at my notes. But anyways,
that you know, is I'll pretty go on crazy. With
the letter. I'll go. I'll just keep reading the letter. It says, "Do you need to fill the house with the young blood I requested? Better, or no, wait. Yes, no, okay. So first he says that, tist, tist, bad move. You don't want to make 657 Boulevard unhappy. It says, "You have children. I have seen them. So far, I think there are three that I have counted."
Oh, hell no.
And then it says, "More on the way? Question mark."
Oh, she's pregnant.
No, I think it's... No, she's not. But I think he's just asking, like, more on the way? Like, do you continue to fill this
do you want
house
more
with
kids?
More kids? Yeah. Like he says, "Do you need to fill the house with the young blood I requested? Better for me. Was your old house too small for the growing family? Or was it greed to bring me your children? What? Once I know their names, I will call to them and draw them to me." Yeah. It says, "Who am I? There are hundreds and hundreds of cars that drive by 657 Boulevard each day. Maybe I am in one. Look at all the windows you can see from 657 Boulevard. Maybe I am in one. Look out any of many windows in 657 Boulevard at all the people who stroll by each day. Maybe I am one."
What the dude. Fuck?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
He says, no. He or she, "Welcome, my friends, welcome. Let the party begin." And then he signed The Watcher in like a cursive font. Signed The Watcher.
Ooh, that gives me the creep vibes. That right? is like, right? That's right? like one of my biggest,
no,
biggest
just
fears
tell
is
you.
Being stalked or people watching you.
Shut up.
Yes.
Which actually reminds me,
I've always been like that.
I keep hearing the advertisement for that, Strictly Stalking. I'm going to have to look into it.
Strictly Stalking.
It's a podcast, another podcast, but I keep getting advertisement for it on like the other ones I listen to. But it's about stalking.
Oh, hell no. That would give me the creep vibes. I hate that.
I would be paranoid.
That's why I, like, have to feel, like...
I know.
I keep my... Yeah, that's why I say close your blinds, close your curtains, like, at nighttime,
you know.
You can't
see
because nighttime, you can really see in your house if you have lights on.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No way. If I got this letter, oh, hell no.
Yeah. I know, right?
Shit, I live my life...
Watching my children and
home. No, for real. I live my life locked up. When I'm home, I'm locked up.
Yeah.
Locked the fuck up.
Try to come at me, bruh.
So, he gets this letter.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's creepy as hell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that it's just weird. He did take it to the police, and they were pretty much like, what the hell is this? Like, you know? And he's like, I don't know. Like, I literally got this in the mail. It's kind of freaky. So apparently someone's saying they're watching me and my children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But they didn't take it serious. They're like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think they did. They started looking into it. But they're like, what the fuck is this?
Is this a prank? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the letter actually continues. Hold on. I think there's another letter.
Oh, my
At the
gosh.
Same time, or did they mail it, like, a few Hold days on. Later?
So, there's in total 3 or 4 letters.
I'm going to
get into all of them. So, that was the first one.
Okay.
Hold on. And in that same letter, they added to, I guess he said, I asked the Woods, which are the previous owners.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang.
Okay, so before he actually, Derek Broaddus, went to the police, him and Maria, his wife, emailed the Woodses. They're the previous owners, and they lived there for like 23 years. And it was like an older couple.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. John and Andrea Woods.
So he went to go ask them. Like,
he initially emailed them, asked if they knew who may have wrote this letter. Because in the letter, it mentioned, I asked the Woods to bring me young blood, and it looks like they listened. So whoever the watcher was... Knew the woods.
Right. Yeah. Really, the Woods.
So they asked
their
them.
Bringing them. Bringing them these
yeah. people. Yeah. So they asked John and Andrea Woods, the older couple,
yeah.
who literally lived there for 23 years. They asked them about it. And they're like, well, now that you mention it, they're like, actually, we got a letter too, just days before closing. They thought it was odd. Excuse me. But they tossed it out. And I guess in the letter, it pretty much was like...
The letter to the Woods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The letter said, it did mention something about some family watching their home for however many years, decades.
Oh my god.
And
gosh.
All it said was like, thank you for taking care of it or something in that nature. So it was weird, odd, right?
So this person like loves the house?
Yeah.
But
said that they
but for 23 years they'd never seen these people.
No, they'd never received anything like that.
Yeah,
and actually
yeah,
they
that's a long until time. Just before closing.
And they even mentioned that
they're watching them for 23
weird.
Years.
That's a long time.
That is crazy.
Well, that guy, whoever the watcher woman or whatever, said that their family had been watching the house. Remember,
my dad, and all these my years. Dad, yeah, why? What's wrong with this house? It's haunted. I told you.
But whoever it was, crazy. You know, said that they'd been watching forever. Anyways, the Woods said that they even would sometimes never even lock their door. They never felt like anybody was watching them for the 23 years they're living there. Mm-hmm. Like I said, even left their door unlocked sometimes, like never felt that. Mm,
that's something you don't do.
Yeah.
No.
So, ever. Derek ended up canceling like a work trip and stuff. They didn't want to move in right away because that's kind of creepy. You know, obviously someone's watching them and their kids. I guess they, when Maria would have to go to the house by herself or with the kids, she'd be constantly like, get back here, like stay in the yard, don't go too far, you know, which fuck I would be too. Thinking somebody's always watching you. Sending a letter like that. The neighborhood gave like a welcoming like barbecue or party, and it was not just for the Broadduses, for another family who had just moved in on like the boulevard. And even at that party, I guess it was after the letter had came, so like they were constantly like on edge with like their neighbors.
Yeah,
like, they kind of were looking at their neighbors and everybody at the party, not like they weren't probably having a good time. They were probably just like really
watching
observing.
Their back.
And they were constantly like telling their kids to stay close, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, they knew a guy named John Smith, and he was actually lived between, okay, I'll get to him actually, because he mentioned something at that barbecue. So
well,
I'll go back
if I was
that.
At that barbecue and I had that letter, I'd be like, did you write me that letter? Because if so, you don't want to try to fuck with me, dude. Like, I will.
But at the same time, it's
you.
Like, you know, you don't want to let anybody know about this letter. And the police even said to not let anybody know about it because yeah.
I kind of get it. Like, I guess I would want to be observant more. Catch a vibe, because I'm that vibe catcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'd want to be at that barbecue eyeing everybody.
Yeah. I said, they went to the police. He canceled a work trip. They just didn't want to move in yet. And I guess that's when they learned about... at the barbecue, when I was going back to with that John Smith... Derek was chatting up with him, and he is their neighbor. He lives in between him and another family called the Langfords. And John told the dad about Michael Langford, who lived next door too. And just told him that he was kind of an odd duck. Maybe I'll get to him in a second. Hold on.
He met him at the barbecue.
Yeah, so he met John at
the barbecue.
Welcome mm-hmm. barbecue.
Yeah. Or he was his neighbor, so they knew each other.
Yeah.
Or we'll chatted it up, and that's when John told him about the Langfords, and I guess the Langfords lived. I don't know if it was right next door. I think it was right next door, or then next door, like after them, like because John lived in between them. Sorry, yeah, John lived in between the Langfords and the Broaddus's. And it was a mom named Peggy Langford. She was like in her 90s. And she had three or so kids that lived with her. And they were all in their 60s. All lived in this house, right? And I guess one of the kids, his name was Michael Langford. And he was in his 60s. I say kids because they're her kids. But they're like old men. Old people too, you know? But they all live in this house.
Like this generation of her family. And her
three kids.
Yeah. And this is when he mentioned the Michael Langford. He said he was kind of odd. And then later you find out that, he probably was a little odd. He would go into, new owners of the boulevard and look at if they're doing renovations and stuff. So he's kind of matching up to this watcher vibe,
you know, a kind of vibe I'm getting is Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cause remember that closet?
I'm getting Hills Have Eyes type vibes.
Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah. Family, weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah. Inbreds.
Yeah.
Yes. That's,
he kind of hears about Michael a little bit from that, John. And they still didn't feel comfortable moving back in. Like I said, Maria would yell at her kids to stay in the yard, stuff like that. And I guess Derek, when they were doing the renovations on the house, he even gave a tour of the house to some neighbors and whatever. And I guess one of the couple's wife said, it'll be nice to have some young blood in the neighborhood. And I guess he kind of was like, what the fuck?
Somebody that was there.
Yeah. She just was one of the wives of, whatever.
It's like some kind of cult going on. Yeah.
I know.
That's why I said Rosemary's Baby, because it was the whole apartment complex.
That's kind of the more vibe I'm...
They creeped around because there was that door that went from her house to their house or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so some time passes, right? They're not staying there, clearly. They just... I don't know. They're still doing renovations on it anyway. I guess a couple weeks passed, and Maria went back to the house to look at some paint samples and stuff and check the mail. And she noticed a similar letter in the mail.
Oh, hell no.
I know. And I guess she called the cops. I think she called the cops right away. And they, observed the next letter. Ooh, and it gets creepier, guys.
The next letter gets creepier?
Yeah. It says, let me look for it.
So who received this letter? The same people again?
Yeah.
Or her neighbor?
She went to go check. No, mm-hmm. The wife.
The same lady.
The wife went to go check the mail.
The same family, I mean. Mm-hmm. Oh, my
gosh. She came home and checked the mail and do something else, and she found another letter.
Oh, hell.
Because they're renovating it.
Yep. So she noticed the letter and took it to the police, whatever, and it says, "Welcome again to your new home at 657 Boulevard. The workers have been busy, and I have been watching you unload carfuls of your personal belongings."
Oh,
He says, the dumpster's a nice touch. Have they found what's in the walls yet? Oh, in time, they will.
Up. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Shut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd be like, yeah. I can't live here no more. Shut I'm out up. Of this.
And he even addressed them directly, like, but misspelled their names. So he obviously was like an earshot
of yeah, he heard the Broaddus, Mrs. Broaddus, or something.
Mr. Broaddus. Yeah. Yeah, which is fucking weird. Yeah. And
clearly went through his mail, went through the mail too.
They yep. in the mailbox, so the letter went on.
Well, no, this is in 2014, so you got it. Postman delivered that shit. Was there a return address on it, or is it just appeared in
no,
the mailbox?
No, it wasn't a return address. And I you find out that he's sending these letters, but like probably different posts, like throwing it in like a
But he's literally mailing them. It's not just like dropping it off in the mailbox.
That's what I thought at the beginning. And that's what it sounds like. But then later on, you find evidence that I think, yeah, he was actually mailing them. So because they set up, you'll find out. They set up surveillance. Okay. It gets into depth.
Okay, girl.
Yeah, so anyway, they, like I said, misspelled the names, but obviously heard them. And he even identified that they had three kids, even by their birth order.
Oh, my
yeah, God. Yeah, and no, by their nicknames.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
See, so he's obviously outside watching
house.
Them.
Oh, he's in the house. How can you hear a nickname?
Or something in the house, but he could be outside and they could be talking to each other and he could hear them call each other.
He says, nicknames. I am pleased to know your names now. And the name of the young blood you have brought to me. You certainly say their names often. Yeah.
Oh, and then he's watching.
Watching. Oh my
he's
God.
He's real watching, you guys. Yeah. Then he mentions one of their kids, and he mentions her drawing on an easel.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's on an enclosed porch. So mad right now. It's on an enclosed porch, so you'll find out
to get
like,
up onto the
you can only see it first from a certain angle. Let's just I'm gonna just say that.
Oh my God, I gotta see the.
He says the watcher, is she the artist in the family? Question mark. And then it says 657 Boulevard is anxious for you to move in. It has been years and years since the young blood ruled the hallways of the house.
Oh my.
Have you found all the secrets it holds yet? Will the young blood play in the basement? Or are they too afraid to go down there alone? I would be. I'd be very scared if I were them. It is far away from the rest of the house. If you were upstairs, you would never hear them scream. Will they sleep in the attic? Or will you all sleep on the second floor? Who has the bedrooms facing the streets? I'll know as soon as you move in.
Oh my God.
It will help me to know who is in which bedroom. Then I can plan better. All of the windows and doors in 657 Boulevard allow me to watch you and track you as you move through the house. Who am I? I am the watcher and have been in control of 657 Boulevard for the best part of 2 decades now.
Oh my God.
The Woods family turned it over to you. It was their time to move and kindly sold it when I asked them to. I pass by many times a day. 657 Boulevard is my job, my life, my obsession. And now you are too, Broaddus family. Welcome to the product of your greed. Greed is what brought the past three families in 657 Boulevard, and now it has brought you to me. Have a happy moving in day. You know I will be watching.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So, like, they're like, we ain't bringing our kids back.
Yeah.
They were literally like,
hell no.
Not bringing their kids
back. No, I wouldn't even be moving in no more.
No, I know. I know. But.
Our blackout curtains. I mean, that's what I got.
No.
You know, but.
Yeah. And that's what they're. This is what they put their money into. They bought 1.3 million dollar home. The kids were even like picking out which fireplace Santa's gonna come down, like you know, just stuff like that. Like they were ready to move in.
They put their life into
this
house.
These kids are like, why are we moving in yet?
Just like they put their whole life into this house. They put all their savings.
They're ready to move into this house, and they can't because now some fucking asshole is literally tormenting them. Clearly watching them.
That's
you know,
that's like my nightmare.
So she stopped bringing the kids
pretty close
around. And I guess several weeks later, because they weren't staying there, still doing renovations, whatever. So anyway, several weeks later, they get another letter. The third letter.
Third letter.
Yeah. And this one starts off, "Where have you gone to? 657 Boulevard is missing you."
Scary.
So clearly, he's like, they are not coming back or something.
Well, he's watching them. Yeah, they're not coming back. And who knows, actually. I didn't find a timeline of, like, how long. Well, it said several weeks later. So I'm assuming she continually went back to go check the mail. And it wasn't just sitting in there for a while. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yeah, at least 2-3 weeks. It has to come back. Yeah, for he where he noticed they weren't coming back.
Well, obviously, he's watching them every damn hour of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, does he have a job? Right? Or is he living in the basement?
No. Sounds like Hell House or something. House on Haunted Hill.
So, like I said, she got that third letter. And it started off, "Where have you gone to? 657 Boulevard is missing you." And he also mentioned that, like, in the letter, because it doesn't, like, go from, like, beginning to end. But he does mention that 657 Boulevard used to be the house, like, on the boulevard. And like I said, it was the grandest house. So, like, it just sounds like this person, like, is really envious of this house to me, you know? He says, "You made it if you lived on that boulevard." When the Woodses, the previous owners, put it on the market, they had gotten multiple offers, actually above asking price. And I don't remember why they just decided to sell to them, maybe because they had a family. You know, they just figured, like, you know, give it to a home.
Well, obviously, they got a letter to sell the house from that guy.
I know, yeah, because he mentioned the Woodses sold the house like I asked them to.
Yeah.
And brought me young blood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does kind of, exactly. It's like really creepy. But anyways, and they're thinking maybe it's an angry buyer, you know, who got, feel like they got slighted out of the house. It's like, I'm asking, you know, people put in more. But then they asked the Woods, and the Woods said, no, it was because, like, we know why they backed out. It had nothing to do with, we didn't slight them. One, because another one found another house, and then the other one backed out or something. So it wasn't, you know, suspicious. They didn't.
Why they chose that family or anything.
Yeah. But maybe the Woods is just covering their own ass, too, because of these letters. Because later, they try to, you know, come back at the Woods. It's like, why didn't you tell us about that letter you got? That might have changed our mind in some way. And we might not have even wanted, you know, if we knew somebody was watching the house.
Yeah, and they lived in that house for 23 years. So, obviously, that guy was, or girl, whoever.
The first letter was actually postmarked. So, this is how I ended up finding out, yes, they were through the mail, because it was postmarked June 4th. And that was before the Woodses even put the house on the market. So it has to be now somebody who knows
about
this selling. Mm-hmm. Yep. That was before it was made public, this sale. Yeah. And the Woodses never put up a for sale sign. So it wasn't, like, visible. And people wouldn't know that that house was being sold or was
going unless it was sale. A creepy neighbor or neighbor at the barbecue that they'd be throwing
that's
together.
That's what I'm saying. That one John Smith. Yeah.
John Smith.
Like I said, the neighbors, the mom, who was in her 90s, the Langfords, Peggy, she was about 90. Kids were 60s, you know, lived there, whatever. And that Michael Langford, he didn't work. And his family had lived there since the 60s or so. So it would kind of like meets up to that, like.
Yeah, because if you have to watch somebody for.
And his dad did die 12 years earlier. So that would technically make him the new watcher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
Creeper neighbor.
So when they took these letters to the police, they had already actually been looking into them. Apparently, the Langfords. And
For doing
they talked to Michael.
Oh.
Because they were wanting to know where these letters would come from. So they started investigating. Oh, okay. They started investigating neighbors. They looked into Michael, right? And I guess they even talked to him. He denied it. You know, he was kind of odd duck, I guess, what they're trying to say, but he denied it. He didn't, like, no, I'm like, I didn't do anything.
Well,
like
he doesn't
that.
Have a job for one,
so
he
there's
has a lot of time on his
he
hands.
He ain't got a job, and he's like mm-hmm. in his 60s, but there's no evidence, so there's nothing they can do. And literally, so the family's like upset, like there's nothing they can do. They don't have any evidence. They don't have nothing, you know, they have nothing to go on. So the dad ended up doing their own investigation, and they did set up web cameras because
in their house,
around the house,
around hell
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And even the dad, he would spend nights like crouched in the dark, like literally waiting for like the predator. Like,
hell yeah, you know, that would fuck me up. I know.
So they set up cameras. They spent nights in the dark, hoping to, you know, catch the watcher. They hired a private investigator. Who, like, actually looked into the people's background, like, the neighbors' and backgrounds and stuff. The Langfords had nothing. Nothing noteworthy, in quotes, you know? He even got help from a former FBI agent. I guess he went to school with them. But anyways, the letter and, like, how it was written, it kind of sounds old-timey. And that's what they thought. It sounded like a guy who's got, like, some... He's got to be old timey. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like the way he talks,
like an older generation.
A guy in his 60s.
Yeah. Right? Or older.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the old dad from Ghost.
The ghost. He died 12 years ago, though.
I don't know.
And now there's new young blood at the house. So.
That's creepy.
Not they said that the letters were like erratic, had a lot of typos and errors.
Like a child?
Maybe, like a slow Michael. Right? I know. Yeah, guys. But at the same time, it seemed to be like angry at like the wealthy and your greed and mm-hmm. jealous of their wealth and maybe their house was better. I didn't really look at the neighbors' houses online or nothing, but like they said, that was like the grandest house, the 657 Boulevard. You know, I don't know. Didn't like new money.
Yeah.
You know? And the, I guess the
he
letter...
She was being a hater.
Yeah. The letter said, are you one of those Hoboken transplants who are ruining Westfield? And this is Westfield, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Are you one of those Hoboken transplants? Whatever that means. So it's like weird
language
and everything.
Yeah, so they're just being a hater.
Yeah. They looked into everybody. They even looked into like former housekeepers. I think the housekeepers of the Woodses.
Damn.
Yeah, they looked into former housekeepers, even like their spouses and shit. They just seemed, maybe like the watcher was jealous. So they looked into mm-hmm. people who like took care of the home. Maybe they were just jealous or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Haters.
Yeah. So anyways, they sent, I think, the Langfords a letter to kind of see if they can get a reaction from them. And it was like about announcing to tear down the house. And yeah. Yeah. So
that watcher mm-hmm. was like, hail to the nah. Mm-hmm.
But the watcher wouldn't know if it wasn't the Langfords. Because, mm-hmm. you know. But they didn't get a response. And Michael's sister, so that Michael Langford's sister, her name was Abby. She accused the police of harassment because it was like becoming like rumors about Michael. You know, it might be him. He is kind of weird. Like,
yeah.
You know, so the sister's getting pissed. She's like, I'm going to fucking sue you guys. Or, you know, I'm that's harassment. He's
I'm
my brother.
Kick your
ass. That's my brother, you know? Yeah. And they're like, older. They're in their 60s, you know? And she's like, that's my brother. Yeah. She's thinking he's getting harassed. The Broaddus has hired a lawyer. His name was Lee Levitt. And when Lee talked to the Langfords and their attorney and showed them the letters and explained, like, your house is like the perfect angle. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, you can't, you know, judge the Barajas just for thinking it might be you guys. You guys literally have the perfect angle to their house, like to see that the little girl on her porch or that enclosed porch.
So where's the neighborhood watch? Because we need to see who the hell's creeping around the neighborhood, spying in people's windows. So,
but they're like insisted Michael's innocent. Like no, like you know we've lived here for years, and all of a sudden these guys start getting these letters, and now you guys are pointing fingers at my family. We lived here for years and years and years. You know. You know, accusing the police of harassment. And I guess that the mom and dad actually started having like really bad dreams and stuff too. I know. I'm gonna get into that. They were having really bad dreams, like about the watcher, but and they were having really bad dreams. Maria was always suspecting people like at the grocery stores and stuff. You know, wherever she went, she just always felt watched. I mean. Clearly, she's being watched.
Well, because he signed his name, The Watcher.
Yeah,
like no shit. Or
yeah. So, before the second letter came, they were kind of thinking maybe now it wasn't Michael because they thought, why would he risk it if we had just talked to him before that second letter came? You know what I mean? So, they were kind of like, why would he risk that? You know, we literally just talked to him. He knows that we're on his ass.
He's a suspect.
Like, why would he write that the letter before the second letter came? Yeah. You know what I mean? Or why would he risk it?
Mm-hmm.
Investigators actually did find two child sex offenders within the blocks. Mm-hmm. And kind of looked into them.
It's becoming a really big fucking block.
Neighborhood, boulevard. It's a boulevard. I don't know. I didn't really look at the whole neighborhood. I should have. Maybe I will.
Sounds pretty big. Like a cult. It's weird.
But yeah, so it went
cul-de-sac.
I went the Broadus's, the house, 67, and then they had John Smith who lived next to them, and then they had the Langfords next to them, but then there was also houses behind them that other families lived in too.
And it's too many neighbors.
But they had, the biggest lot, too. The 657. So, like I said, it was the best house on the block. Bigger property, stuff like that. So, anyways, they were kind of like, maybe it's not him. They found those two child sex offenders. Kind of looked into them. One of the house painters, Bill Woodworth, he noticed a couple behind their house. So this is the couple that lives behind them, that they kept lawn chairs in their backyard and really close to the Broadus' house, and that the lawn chairs were faced towards their house.
Weird.
Right? I mean, why would they be faced towards there, you know? I don't know. I always try to look at other theories. Maybe they turned around when they were mowing their lawn and never turned them back, but no. Actually, they end up seeing the older man sitting in the chair, I guess, behind their house, facing the house.
Oh, hell no.
Yep. So by the end of 2014, there was not many leads anymore. No luck coming into investigation. No fingerprints, no digital trail. So they were just putting their address on it, putting it in whatever post thing, whatever, and then taking off. Yeah. So Scott Cross is an investigator for our Union County Prosecutor's Office. And he said it was like trying to find a needle in a haystack with trying to find the watcher. Derek, they were literally, like I said, having bad dreams. They were kind of fighting, you know, just it was just bringing about energy. They couldn't move into this dream house they wanted. Derek even blessed the house. had the priest bless the house.
Mm-hmm.
Just literally at a loss of what to do. They got a new alarm system. The renovations were done within actually a few months. So
now they're getting ready to move
in. Yeah. So, but they didn't want to move in. They still didn't want to move in. Fuck. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want to either.
They even priced out trained German shepherds.
Trying to get their house alarmed up.
Yeah. I guess the alarms actually, because they weren't staying there. But Derek had to come back to the house a few times because the alarms were just going off occasionally. And Derek would take a knife with him to go back and check shit out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. I would tell the police.
Yeah, exactly. You would think
the police would come.
Especially, or, yeah.
From an alarm?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they would have called you, and he could have said, no, I want the police to go there.
Yeah, and like Bill, that painter guy who said he saw the chairs behind them, he mentioned to like Maria, like this was for real. She was crying. She was shaking. She was terrified, you know, always that mm-hmm. somebody was watching them.
Hell yeah.
They end up just moving in with her parents. Staying with them while, you know, and in paying on a mortgage and property mm-hmm. taxes. Like, they're still paying for this house just because they didn't
move whether they're there or not.
Yeah,
whether they're there or not.
And so, like, a bunch of rumors spread. Like, why aren't they moving in? You know, I wonder whether or not, oh, they probably have money problems or, oh, it's this or that. You know how fucking rumors. Mm-hmm. It's like the Stepford Wives in that probably neighborhood.
Yeah,
there was rumors of, like, legal issues. They suspected a divorce. Because they were actually fighting. It was probably just stressful, all this.
Mm-hmm.
Maria was taking meds to sleep. Like, it was just getting hard.
Heck yeah.
She was actually diagnosed with PTSD because it was...
Yeah, that wouldn't... No, for real. That wouldn't fuck me up like that, too. Like, straight up.
So, like, no joke. 6 months later. So, this was going on. So, 6 months later, they're like, we have to sell the house. I think, you know, 6 months and you haven't moved in mm-hmm. to your dream house that you're fucking paying out of your ass for now.
Yeah.
So they decided to sell.
I'd be so pissed.
But they're asking more from what they paid because they did all those renovations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now no one's wanting to bite on it. You know, rumors are now still now going about the watcher, blah, blah, blah. People didn't want to move in. They thought sex offender was in the area. You know, they were scared.
It's haunted.
Mm-hmm. No, whatever. So the rumors didn't help sell the house. Like I said, people thought there was a predator in the area and they wanted to know more. And I think these people, like, there's a lot of nosy people too.
There's always are.
So the Broaddus's made a disclosure. They would, like, a partial disclosure of the letters. And they said any of the offers that were accepted, they would fully reveal the letters. You know what I mean? So
they were getting somebody to buy the house. So.
Knowing that
They didn't want to get sued later without mentioning these, but they don't want it. They just don't want these, because there were people actually lowballing them just to see the full letters, because mm-hmm. they're just being nosy. They wanted mm-hmm. to see those letters, you know? So there was a lot of that. So that's where they're like, if you're serious, yeah, we'll show you these fucking letters. Yeah. But if you're not, mm-hmm. quit wasting my fucking time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that is weird.
And we're asking more because we put renovations on this house. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we're actually, you know.
Well, we haven't even lived in this house, and it's very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That came with all these letters. That came with it.
Yeah. All this property in three letters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and like with all those renovations too, the letters said, the house is crying from all the pain it is going through. You have changed it and made it so fancy. You are stealing its history. It cries for the past and what used to be in the time when I roamed its walls.
Okay.
So the letter went on because of the renovations. It said, the house is crying from all the pain it is going through. You have changed it and made it so fancy. You are stealing its history. It cries for the past and what used to be in time when I roamed its walls. The 1960s were a good time for 657 Boulevard when I ran from room to room imagining the life with the rich occupants there. The house was full of life and young blood. Then it got old and so did my father. But he kept watching until the day he died. And now I watch and wait for the day when the young blood will be mine again.
What? Oh my gosh.
No, God.
What do they do? Is that going to be in part two, what they do with the young blood?
Mm, maybe. Maybe I'll leave you at that.
Maybe.
What do you guys think so far?
She's giving us a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
Yeah. What do you guys think?
It is pretty
I'm
good.
Definitely want to know what happens.
And I'll go more into what the letters say too, but... Yeah, I just kind of wanted to fill in
these
more.
These poor people. These poor people.
I know. Could you imagine, though?
Being terrorized in your house, that your dream house.
Yeah.
That was $1 million.
Now you're having to sell it after 6 months of living there. Just not even living there. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, not living there.
I don't know what. Oh, that's that. Mm-hmm. That sounds like it could really happen. That's true.
Well, and I'll go more into what's in the letters and what happens.
Oh, there's a part two. Guys.
Part two. Our first part two. She's giving us a
cliffhanger. God dang it.
Be able to sell their house.
Yeah. Do they ever sell their house? Who
what
is
does
the
it
watcher?
All mean, Basil?
Is it a neighbor? Is it an old co-worker? Is it a spirit? Man. Is it a ghost? Is it?
We'll go into all the creepers. It's the watcher. Next episode.
Ooh-wee. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I guess in the meantime,
stay tuned.
Lock your windows. Lock your doors.
Pay attention to your surroundings. Always, ma'am. always. No matter what you're doing,
protect yourself.
Even
your
if
family.
You're in your front yard mowing your grass.
Yeah, for real.
Pay attention to your surroundings.
Somebody's watching you.
Be safe.
You better watch them before they watch you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Get blackout curtains, please. As soon as the sun goes down, close all your blinds, all your curtains. Nobody could peek in your home. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so after this little part two, we'll post the pictures on Instagram.
Yeah.
Our Facebook page.
Yeah. I definitely want to see the house.
Me too, of the house, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We could probably post the house now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then next week, you guys will have to come back for part two.
Come back for more.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yep. At Voices After Dark Podcast. Facebook page also.
Facebook, Voices After Dark.
Right. Email us.
Email at Voices After Dark
Podcast.
gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have it. We want responses of what the would you rathers. If you ever listen to any of the
good questions
episodes before,
give us a would you rather.
Yeah, give us a would you rather.
Give us a ghost story.
Stay
anything.
Tuned.
Yep.
All right, guys. Peace out. Happy Friday.
Pay attention to your surroundings.
Ow!